Blog Talk Radio.
Much of the new music, but I love me some dubstep, like deep and hard. I do.
You know what? I don't really like dubstep normally, but there's some songs that are just like, damn, that's hot.
Woo, woo, woo! That is hot.
Serious business. Okay, it's Tuesday. It is the 6th of November. Oh, I think I got paid today. Love when that happens. I forgot what I was saying. I'm all excited about money. It's Tuesday, November 6th, 2012. Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm going to be cooking chicken, Brussels sprouts with bacon bits.
But we are not here to talk about food.
Mashed potatoes and maybe some pumpkin pie or banana pudding, one or the other. Anyway, back to what I was talking about.
See, that's a southern thing again.
I know. I can't help it. And I'm Snow White. I'm kind of switching between southern and British and all this other shit going on today. I don't even know what's going on. And we got Corey slash Game and Atrix up in the hizzle. Howdy.
Why, hello there, little children. You saw the tweet. Hide your pixels.
And we have, I don't know what that was, Ginger, the redheaded stepchild, who I think's muted.
Oh, my God. I am totally muted. Okay.
She's always muted.
I'm rushing around. I'm trying to get this going so that you know, everything's working correctly.
What are you doing with Audacity?
I am trying to record our, because to record the show, I'm using Fraps, and Fraps won't record, it'll record Skype, but only one-sided, so you won't be able to hear me.
Weird.
So if I'm going to do the actual video with sound, I'm going to try to do it where I record it this way, and then put it all together. And
you know, it is a wonder your computer is not completely breaking down right now with all that shit going on. And I can tell you, when I'm talking, it's not picking me up because I can tell from the little Audacity line.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on, why it...
It's only picking you up, honey. It's not picking us up.
Okay, we're not going to focus on the negativity.
It's not a negative kind of day, yo.
That is fine. I'm going to keep working on it.
I think I'm going to make some little smokies tomorrow.
You know what? You are so freaking random. Okay. I quit.
Anyway, I want to say, before we go any farther, God, I hope Obama wins.
Yes, me
too.
We
are not supposed to be talking about our political affiliations until after it's over.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to say it anyway.
She sounded like me earlier in the week. I don't care if y'all don't like it.
Right?
I love my president.
Screw that. I love Obama, man.
You better love us. You better love us and like us and want to keep us forever and ever and ever.
I would like to say I am standing on the rooftop of our store and I have no hair. And I look hot still.
Nice.
Yeah,
if I don't have hair, I look kind of like an alien without hair.
Well, as you all know, we always joke about that. We're always making stuff. So we got some new stuff up, y'all. If you are from Second Life and you listen to us, which a lot of you are for some reason, you know, accounting for taste. But hey.
You want to give a shout out to the store really quick?
Our store is Vêtements, which in French means clothes. But we don't sell clothes. Well, Ginger's messed it all up now. She's selling clothes.
She ruined the joke, man.
Yeah, she ruined the whole joke.
I totally did.
She all putting clothes. It's clothes all over the walls.
Oh, no, but my shape is going to be up there as soon as I can fucking figure out how to get the damn words. Like, I need to put the name of my shape on here, and I keep trying, and it looks like shite, let me tell you. I have no Photoshop skills whatsoever.
Why don't you just say, Corey, do this for me? That's what Ginger does when she don't feel like doing it. I don't mind.
Are you busy?
Dude, I like to stay busy, though. That makes me happy.
Oh, and you might be my Photoshop bitch because I can't do it.
There you have it. My girl is posing with this damn scarf. Okay. Anyway, so y'all came here to talk about something. I don't know why y'all came, but every Thursday y'all come. I mean, Tuesday. What day is it? Oh, God.
Come on. Get with it. We're here to talk about fashion, which, of course, we talk about fashion all the time, even on Thursday's show, because we're just like that. We're kind of, I guess we're kind of fashion elitist bitches.
We're missing.
Fashion elitist bitches.
I like
yeah.
it.
All right.
FEBs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're FEBs.
Ginger, you do know that we can see all this on your screen?
I know you can see it, and I'm just see that I'm trying to...
Do you have porn up or something? Because
she's showing all the stuff that she's recording. You just keep it on the slide, baby. We can test for that. See, you know, this is the influence, why I become a bad influence on all of you, because y'all get to getting a little high-strung about stuff. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all.
I want it to work.
You know what? We need fashion on our screen.
Ginger.
All right.
Ginger.
Okay.
Close it. Fashion on the screen. Fashion.
See, and that's the reason why that one got, like, hidden, because, like, it doesn't have a minimize. Extra later. Ta-da!
God, that's creepy.
Baby Ginger.
What's with the orange lips?
That was a skin that I was trying because I was going... I refused to buy a new skin. So I was trying to find a skin that would work for babies, and, well, that one didn't work.
No.
Not with the orange.
No. She looks like one of those babies from Toddlers and Tiaras.
Stop. Mm-mm.
Well, this...
I'm just saying.
You can't see because I've got her scrolled in all the way, but she had a demo over her head.
She learned the art of photographing things when it has demo over your head. I love when they do that. They put it big. I'd be like, that's fine. I will just zoom in.
That's hot.
Yes.
And
yes.
Take a picture of my hair. Whatever.
That's hot.
All right. So you want some fashion.
Yes, please. Fashion.
Start with the headband stuff because I'm just... You know what?
You got a link for that?
I do indeed, madam.
I need a link
for that. Okay, would you put some fashion on the fucking screen already?
Ta-da!
Why? What is with the kid fashion?
That's what I've been making.
That's what she's been doing. It's her thing this week. She's obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just this week?
Yeah, this week, because next week she'll be on to something else. I told y'all, I have been a horrible influence on y'all. Y'all, I have that attention span where I'll be like, oh, this is nice. Next.
I'm muting myself instead of pausing the screen. 1 second.
I don't do that. Like, if I get obsessed with something, I'm obsessed. Like, I am still obsessed with trying to learn how to make the fucking mesh hair in Blender. I swear to you, I'm going to learn how to make that. I'm going to be busting out some fabulous hair.
Can I have some for free when I see you?
Yes.
Oh, girl, so far, I'm loving this. I like it because, you know, if I'm in the baby form, the guys try to start, like, getting all up in my IMs. I'm like, a toddler. Go away.
Ew, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Girl, report their asses. I'm not kidding.
Well, it's usually guys who have met me as an adult, and...
That doesn't matter. Report their asses. I don't play that shit. Don't play that game with me.
That's interesting. That's all kind of interesting in a wrong sort of way.
Well, you know, they're like, you know, you should dress up and come out. No, I'm just taller. Go away. Put on your big girl clothes. No, go away.
You should put out an auto-respond to be like, I'm currently in toddler form.
Bitch.
Leave me alone.
You got to say bitch at the end or it's not valid.
Bitch.
You got to say bitch at the end. All right, did you put up the Hitman?
Yes, it's up and it's hot. And I got to say, the original Hitman, the first movie that came out, that guy was hot.
I didn't care much for him. But any guys out there that are watching or maybe watching later, I'm not sure if Ginger's thing is working out. And then she mute herself.
Why are you?
What thing's working out?
I don't know if your recording is working out. Boo. So this jacket.
Don't you touch that minimize button.
I know, but I realized it crashed and I forgot to reopen it.
Don't worry about it. Let's just keep going with the fashion. We can test this later. Go ahead.
So if you notice, guys, we talked to you about how, you know, a good way to dress. This is really good.
Yeah.
I love those glasses.
Those are not glasses, honey.
Those
are cufflinks.
Oh, my God. They look like glasses.
That's what I thought.
They should make them like glasses.
It would be cool glasses with those insignia on the front. That would be awesome. but they're cufflinks. But if you notice the Hitman logo at the bottom left of the jacket and of the shirt.
Scroll over.
You got to show them.
I love the barcode that is
in the Yes, I want to see somebody fling their coat open so I can see that.
I would like to see them fling their coat open and have nothing on underneath.
They got the cufflinks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, no.
I want to know who designed these. They just say original collections, but they're starting to catch on. See, we're all ahead of the trend. They're starting to catch up with us. Have you noticed the tie pin?
I did. I don't really like tie pins usually, but that's pretty nice.
A shirt with a red tie.
Yeah, that's hot.
That'd be sexy.
This could also, see guys, this could double as cosplay. Now, the t-shirt's okay.
I don't really like the whole Hitman thing for me is much more nicer dressed than the t-shirt and the sweatshirt. I don't really like it. You know what? I forgot to mention, guys, if you're listening to us right now, you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? You're missing our Join Me. You need to be in the chat room. We host a Join Me link in there. And what Join Me is, for those of you that don't know, and if you don't know, where the fuck have you been? Join Me is basically a program that we use so you can see what we're talking about. We have things up on the screen, we're discussing it, and you can actually interact with us in a way that's very difficult to do if you can't actually see what the hell we're talking about. So,
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly. And I have to say, barcode, well, of course, it goes to the game. QR code is so worth that.
To me, when I think Hitman, I think very nicely, sharply dressed. And I think if they made some of this in women's clothing, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, nice tailored jacket for a woman, same
right?
thing,
oh my God,
with a skirt.
Oh,
some
shit.
Fishnets.
Fuck.
Some
and I would
God.
Like a little hat kind of cocked off to the side.
So you want a fedora with a red band around it, a black fedora with a red band? Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Damn, that'd be hot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I don't like this shirt. I don't.
Which
I'm
one?
Sorry.
Because I'm not looking at
the barcode. I don't either. Because it doesn't look like a barcode to me.
No.
It's too long. Like, the barcode is too big. It doesn't look like a barcode.
You can't scan that.
No, it just doesn't work as a shirt. It doesn't.
Uh-uh. You can't scan that. As we learned today. I learned.
Yeah.
QR code shoes in Second Life. Yeah. They had to be proportionate or it did not scan. And that's what would make it cool if you could scan it. You know, that's...
Yes.
Good giveaway. They should make it smaller. If you can scan it, it says a certain thing, then you won something. You can win the whole set.
Girl, that is an awesome idea.
Hey, hit
me. They did the barcode behind the 47 here. That's what that was behind there.
But it still doesn't look like a barcode to me. It looks like just lines. I can understand where they're coming up with the barcode. Those of you that don't know, Hitman, the hitmen in the movie, all of them were kids that were taken at a very young age. They were brought up in this facility. They were trained to be assassins. They were all bald, and they all had barcodes tattooed on the back of their skulls. So that's where the barcode comes in.
Look at her knowing her Hitman lore. I am
goddamn right.
I am impressed.
Bitch, I love that.
Wasn't there a TV show knockoff, but it was a girl, something Dark Angel?
Oh, girl.
It was not that good. I watched some of it. I was kind of...
Let us never speak of it again.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
we're all
kind of
disgusted by that now. We're like,
I got quiet. I was like,
Well, I found this article, and I started thinking, I've actually seen some of this. It says it was mainly...
That looks like something you would wear.
I totally would. Totally would. I mean, because that's like April O'Neil and Mario.
Like King Koopa, the backpack.
Yeah.
Like King Koopa, yeah.
And that's just so hot to me. And it's right, some of the manliest characters. I don't want to dress up as the princess. I want to dress up as the badass, you know?
I want to be the princess sometimes.
Well, yeah, I guess. But that's...
What movie is it? What game is it? Oh, Borderlands?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I'm looking at the caution symbol. That's usually a Borderlands.
And, you know, you could actually do this fairly cheap yourself. Those are just overalls
and
shirts.
Yeah, but that's not looking that appetizing right there. It's not looking all that great right there.
She looks kind of dowdy.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be manly, at least be sharp-dressed man. Not dowdy.
She's like, her name should be Rhoda Lee.
Yeah,
she's very much a tomboy. She don't know how to be feminine. I'm not feeling that one.
And I just noticed the cigar in her hand.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that one. That one, that's me.
That's actually kind of cute.
What are you trying to do?
Advertisements. for Windows. It's Windows 8 that advertisements popping up.
You know
they're
what?
They're trying Windows to push that stuff everywhere.
What is that?
This Mortal Kombat? What is this?
What is that?
I
oh, God. I know
it.
This. I know this. I know this game. What is that? Scroll down. Is there a name or something?
No. No, there's not, but it's like we should know who this is.
Yeah, like the backpack. It. The backpack's a giveaway, too, and I think I know it, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, you know, well. From me. Hold on, let me look at it again.
Oh, and I just hit next
page. Oh, wait. Crap.
It's okay.
I don't know who this is supposed to be.
That
wait,
is
that Donkey Kong?
Which
Donkey
one?
Kong.
That's Donkey Kong, yeah. The tie and the skirt.
The barrel's on the skirt, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
I don't like it either.
I mean, okay, I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to go for manly, and they're trying to say, well, you know, the manliest characters are going to be adapted to women's clothing. There's a way that you can do that without looking...
manly?
Yeah.
Well, see, first of all, with a skirt this short, I wouldn't put a shirt in. It needs a belt because, as we all know, Fashion 101 has to define the waist. There's no definition.
That waist is way too high.
Yeah, well, you can't see the waist because the skirt is under the coat, so it needs to be defined by a belt outside.
And she's got the furry little Uggs on.
I hate those things. You have no idea.
I like them on some people, not for me. I don't, and they're flat. If they had a heel on them, I would work some Uggs.
I have a pair, but they only come out when it's cold.
I despise. I never wear them. I despise them. I think
they're ugly. They're warm though. They're very warm though. Mm-hmm.
If I have to walk in snow that's going to come up over my ankles, then
yeah, they're good for that. They're not, but I don't think they're cute. Fashion. I like them without the heel. They need a heel. I need some Uggs. What the hell was it? Who came up with it? You know what? I'm just going to look away.
What is that?
I don't even know what they were trying to come.
That looks more like
a
Roman slave girl.
It looks like a hot mess. That's what that
right?
looks like.
It's like a Roman slave girl got into a tussle with somebody and had half her skirt ripped off.
She got into a tussle with some hair dye.
This is fashion that you could wear every day. This is not something you could wear every day.
No.
Maybe the Halloween costume contest. But
where are you going to wear this to? You see yourself in the grocery store pushing
Oh, my God. I see myself being arrested. But.
Oh, my God. Looks like a fucking hooker. Like, really. Looks like a bag lady turned into a hooker. Like, this is the best she could find.
And then she got a lighter in her hand.
Good.
Right?
See a lighter?
Good.
Okay, what the hell is this?
This is Link.
That? Okay, no.
No. That's not a good... It had potential till I got down to the bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. The top was actually really, really cute. The bag is cute with it. The skirt was cute. And then I saw the leggings and the boots, and I went, what the fuck?
What the fuck? You know what? I would not have put the red on the top either. Just leave it alone. You could have done a necklace would have been nicer. That red.
Yeah, necklace.
I'll agree with that. And I'm not sure about the blue shirt underneath the green with the – I'm not sure about that either. Or the white gloves, for that matter.
That's just...
Oh, you take all that off, then it's just a green dress thingy.
Which is cute. And actually, if you put a different, maybe a darker green design on that dress that looks something like from Link, that would be cute.
You know, the boots either. You got a zipper and laces? That's overkill.
Right? You need to find, like...
Pick a hook.
Maybe put some like platform shoes with that or something. I think that would be cute.
It already needs a more heel. It definitely needs.
Yeah, it definitely needs more heel or something.
It's like she stayed too close to what the actual character.
Yeah.
Was.
This is kind of cute till I got to the boots.
Shoes are so bad. Throw some heels.
Lady, draw the clothes. Hire somebody to help you with the shoes.
throw some heels on that. Some
why do none of these have heels?
Because they're trying to be manly. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to stick to the manly theme. Honey, let me tell you, if women want to be manly, we will be manly. What we're looking for in high fashion is to actually look like women. We want to celebrate being a woman. We want to celebrate femininity.
Oh, my God,
if we're trying to look like a male character.
Ooh.
Yes. You know what? Did one of y'all drop this in the chat? Because, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, well, no, they can see. I dropped the join me in there, so they don't need the link. They just need your join me. They're good.
Who is this?
That's shapeless.
You said shape exactly. It should have a thicker belt. This just looked like I got on my boyfriend's shirt and I'm gonna tie his tie around my waist.
maybe it would be cuter in real life.
No,
maybe
no,
because I don't know if they're drawing things proportionately.
Well, you know, you keep in mind, fashion designers usually, they try, this is not working for me. It needs to be a wider belt. I'm sorry.
And I don't like flip-flops that go between the toes.
I can't wear them, and I don't like them either.
I don't like flip-flops either.
Flip-flops is just lazy.
They're all ones that go across the foot.
And have you ever noticed that most people who wear flip-flops have the ugliest feet ever?
Yes.
This is true.
Anyway, moving on.
I don't know who you're supposed to be, girl, but it ain't right.
Mm-mm. That ain't working.
Slowly.
Okay, this could work except for the boots. Why is they always, she's messing up with the
shoes,
man.
I like the boots, just not with this.
No, the boots separate are cute.
The boots by themselves, if they had a heel on them again, would make it look much better to me. You cannot keep doing all these with low heels.
Now, the rest of the outfit is cute.
And don't get me wrong. Yeah, I like all of that. Don't get me wrong. I know heels are, you know, supposed to be damaging to us and everything, but it just looks better with this kind of outfit. This looks so chic.
They make your ass look all nice and tight.
Yes.
They really firm up your legs.
And they make your hips sway when you walk, too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the, we know the girly folks like that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Girly folks like that too. Shit, I know I do.
What the?
And this is supposed to be something you wear every day?
No, no headband, no, no vest.
No knee pads, what
Is
the hell?
Are we all back into the early 80s again with this headband business?
I have no
Apparently.
Idea. Just move on. This is ridiculous. I don't even.
Ginger, they don't have anything below there that says what it is. Who is it supposed
no,
to
be? No, I guess not.
Scroll down a little bit. No, they're not. Wait a minute. Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah,
the
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about this one.
I kind of like it for the punky feel.
Yeah, it's cute punky, but maybe it's her drawing style that's messing with me. Because
I'm thinking it's the, like that. That's what I'm seeing as we flip through. Yes, her drawing style is a little too cartoony for me, and it doesn't really represent actual women.
Well, no, she's got them shapely, so they're...
Oh, no, she doesn't. Mm-mm.
I don't like these gloves with this, though.
She has them squarely.
I love those shoes, though. That's cute.
The shoes are cute.
The shoes are
Converse
cute.
Always work.
I think those are the only shoes I've liked so far. Kingdom Hearts.
Yes,
Sora, right,
Kingdom
Sora.
Hearts.
I don't like it.
I don't think I come close to liking. Well, besides the very, very first one.
Really? You like this one? I don't like it.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
It looks more girly than the others.
It does look more girly, but again, what's with the belt? And I don't like the fact that the hem of the dress looks like...
It's bunched.
Yeah.
It
looks like
you rolled up.
And it looks like a rubber band tied around her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that at all.
I think that's supposed to be like a petal... skirt thing, since we kind of bunched like that, where
but
it kind of makes it poof.
But it's not flattering to any.
No, it's not. No.
God, no, that is not flat. I don't care what shape you are, a skirt that poofs out at the hips is not flattering.
It's not even
I don't like the necklace.
Want.
I like the necklace, but that's kind of my kinky side coming out.
I think it should be longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it, a little low cut and hanging down between the tits. Good to
yeah,
go.
And it top needs a low cut too.
Mm-hmm.
And the crown should have been up there, I think, as a little, you know, a little...
Yes.
A little, what do they call it? I forget what they call it, the nude neckline. Implied nude.
Oh, and that's all of them. All right, so I kind of liked this one.
Don't know who some of those are. Wait a minute.
I'm not even...
Find out who was the crab one? Let's figure out who that is.
Yeah, I wonder what the hell the crab one was.
Who was the crab one? Where was the crab one?
That's the one...
All right, that was that chick.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
Who was the crab one?
Half-Life, apparently.
Gordon Freeman from Half-Life.
Ew.
Yeah.
Stop it. Ew.
Wait, I gotta know who this one is.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know who that one was either.
Who
Kratos
is this?
Kratos from the God... I see, I was gonna say the God of Wars, but...
She's supposed to be Kratos.
Yeah.
Really? That's the best y'all could come up with?
Oh, my God.
Who designed these? Who is this woman?
Did a woman design these?
It was a woman. It was a woman who did this.
Okay, she was at Geek Girl Con, apparently, sponsored by Big Fish.
I guess, in a way, I could be like, put your thing down, girl, but damn, come on. I keep trying to scroll your page, Ginger.
I do, too. I'm like, let me get that. Her name is Anita? Is that her? Oh, this is a Kickstarter campaign, so she wants to... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is somebody else. I guess it is her. Oh, this is that lady we were talking about one morning on the news. Anita Sarkisian, however you say her name. you know what? I'm happy that you're doing the thing for the girls. Like, as Snow said, put your thing down. But I'm gonna need you again. You need to hire somebody to draw your designs for you.
They're not. They have potential, but God, fix the fucking shoes.
Amanda Hemmons, 25-year-old. Connie Biggers.
Please, for the love of God, fix your fucking shoes.
I think that was the only one in the entire bunch that had even a small heel.
But it actually goes with the outfit. I don't necessarily like it, but it actually works better with that outfit there. The rest of them all...
Well, I guess more of what I'm pointing out is this is the only outfit we were able to tolerate.
Yeah, and that backpack is good for bashing bitches in the face.
I've seen that backpack at Hastings. I've seen a backpack exactly like that at Hastings.
Now, you know if they make this, they're probably going to have to make it with rubber spikes on it because they'd be afraid someone really would bash someone's head in, because I certainly would.
I would fuck somebody up with some rubber spikes. It don't really matter.
Be like, you said what to me, bitch?
Bam!
Well, then they have it for you at Hastings if you have a Hastings near you.
Oh, this is going to be trouble.
And I'm actually a little mad about that. Hastings, at least in my area, had a little nerdy geek fashion section in the very, very back. And they had like a couple of cute little dresses and shirts, a lot of t-shirts, and just a couple of little things, leggings, tights. All that's gone now. They've taken it all out. I'm upset. That was like the only place in town to find anything geeky to wear. I'm very upset. All right, so what y'all got?
No, did you have something else? Because if not, I'm fixing to get to the Pinterest.
Go ahead and
the Pinterest.
I'm still kind of...
You miffed about that? About them shoes, baby.
I'm disappointed, man.
How about the Stormtrooper wallet?
Okay, I'm going to send you that. You can do mine shortly.
I've never had a thing for wallets.
She does, and that's why she got a Halo wallet when we were at RTX.
I didn't get a Halo wallet.
Oh, that wasn't you. I'm sorry.
They were Halo.
Now you done upset her.
I owe her because you know what she's been doing to me all day, crunching and eating shit in my ear.
Divorcing you, Corey.
Hey, I didn't get the wallet. What you mad at me for? Did she just mute herself? Then go talk smack to me?
Yes.
Mute herself.
Pause the screen. Oh my God.
Okay. That link right there that I just put up. This is more gamer-inspired fashions that are done in the real world already.
You know you're showing our shit to everybody, right?
She is. She.
I'm trying not to.
We're all up. Like, people could find us, and I don't want random people adding me.
It wasn't supposed to be showing. All right, so what did I just click on?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to ask you to relax.
She's
freaking out.
His pants. Oh, my God, that's cute.
Okay, she's a little thin, but...
It stinks. She needs a fucking cheeseburger.
But the leggings are hot. I think they would work for anybody. And that outfit could work for anybody, again, even if you got the big boots. A tank top is good if, there's a certain kind of tank top you have to wear for the girls that bigger up top. But you can wear a tank top and work with those leggings and throw a jacket on.
And take it from a girl with big boobies. You need to find a tank top with wide straps so you can wear a bra.
Yeah, you do not wear those little thin spaghetti.
No, you have to have a tank top with wide straps because you do need a bra, ladies.
Yes,
if you got big fluffy cakes, wear a fucking bra because I'm going to tell you it is not attractive to see your nipples down around your belly button.
Now, I'm going to tell you listen how cute this is. Scroll down a little bit, Ginger. Because she's doing it kind of casual, but even if you did the glasses and you added, say, some boots that were high, just a little high heel, still black, you could throw a blazer on with that, and that would even work as a weird business look. If you're in the gaming industry, mind you, please do not wear this to your job at the bank.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Oh, you know what would be really... Okay, look. No. I just had a flash. A flash of brilliance.
Uh-oh.
Flash of brilliance.
Oh.
Pair those leggings like you would with a nice, kind of almost like a little bit of a flared skirt dress. Very short, of course, because it's leggings. You know? Mm-hmm. Throw on some nice, maybe wedge heels. Have your hair done kind of fancy but kind of tousled. And some nice glasses with a little tiny black purse.
And work.
Oh, hell yeah.
And work. Look, that's the fashion version of at and stir. See, Ginger's liking the score. That's what I noticed, the score on the... And see, nobody should be seeing your score.
Exactly.
If they see in your score, you got your dress pulled up way too high, girl.
Right?
Maybe that's what you want, but please.
You know, you pull it up just enough so it's like, huh.
But I'm telling you, if you will put on a nice, like a short black dress with like a kind of a flared skirt, nice platform, wedge shoe, have your hair kind of done nice, but kind of tousled, but on purpose, not like you just fucking rolled around the bed, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some glasses and a little black clutch, and you were good to go. I would wear that shit out. I would rock it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I came up here to these, and these are just, I like all their leggings.
Yeah, and see how they have a different style. Again, if you're not comfortable wearing a tank top, you can always, what the fuck kind of hooker
is
shit
is that? It's a swimsuit.
That's R2-D2.
That's R2-D2 swimsuit.
That's cute. Now I was talking about the one next to her with the one that has the.
Oh, my God. Go to the left.
That's what I'm talking about. That right there. I'm not, it's cute, but no.
No, that's really hot. I mean,
that's not for outdoors. That's not for outdoors.
No. That's for nighttime indoors. Hey, baby, come get some.
I like the galaxy dress, too.
Gorgeous. Again, you could do some leggings with that. And I like the boots. The boots even work with this particular look. Again,
those
jacket.
Spartan sheer leggings right there would go great with what I was just talking about, too.
Which one?
Yes.
This one right there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would go great with what I was talking about, too.
Like those.
And see, these bathing suits are all one piece, so again, kind of made for everybody. You small, you big, you can win. Yeah.
Oh my
again,
God.
You can throw anything over those because they're so multicolored. You can pick color in them and just throw on a dress, a top like she has, some other leggings, some other shirts.
Let me go ahead. As one curvy girl, let me talk to all the curvy girls out there. You listening, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. Pay lots of attention. Okay, I want you to bear this in mind. Spandex is not a right, okay?
Yeah.
I am so happy that you guys embrace your curves and you want to show those puppies off because, bitch, do it. Put your thing down.
Don't do shiny, bright colors and put it that way. Shiny,
but
bright colors work.
As with any body type, there are things that you cannot wear, okay? And bright, shiny spandex that hugs every single fold in your body
is
not something you need to wear.
You have to be clear. You can't wear it on. You shouldn't wear it on top. You can wear it on bottom with something loose.
Oh yeah. You. I mean, don't. I guess I should say that if you have it underneath something else like a dress, rock it. Put your thing down. But to have it hanging out like with a very short top on, it's not.
If we can put you on the people of Walmart, don't wear.
I was trying not to go there, but yes, basically.
Oh,
I'll go there.
I love that evil cheerleader black dress, by the way.
I know, right? I was all looking at it, and then I noticed $130, and I was like,
"Shit, I would wear that. I would wear that." Shit.
Again, you can do with leggings, without. You can throw on one of the leggings from up top, like the one at the Spartan lace leggings.
Yeah,
you could go with
and it. Those and the sleeves on there are large enough for big girls because we can wear bras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just made larger sizes because my puppies ain't gonna fit in that. Busting out.
Hey, you got to get in where you fit in.
Hot. So hot.
And you got to know where you fit in.
Right?
Exactly.
I ain't afraid to admit I got curves. And y'all little pencil looking fashion is not on me.
What?
I'm just saying.
Look here, woman.
I'm being honest.
Okay, now I have to share something very adult.
Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead.
This is not necessarily... Well, it's fashion of a sort, I suppose. Some of you little people might want to cover your eyes. Ginger paused the screen there for a second.
She did,
thank goodness.
I did.
All right.
You've got to get me every once in a while.
So this is fashion of a whole kind of sort.
Of a hoe?
A whole different kind of... Well, that might be interesting, too. Go ahead and turn that chair.
Set up a hoe. I was like, oh, well.
It might be when you see it.
I'm trying to mute myself instead of hitting play.
Oh, my God. Really?
Nike, just do it. And Skittles, taste the rainbow.
Is it actually flavored?
I don't know, but I said this is just really too cute.
If it's flavored, then I might be up for that.
They got the monster one. Oh, my God. What am I going to do with y'all?
I mean, it might be fun, even if you're with a completely monogamous partner. It might be fun to try, just like it's a gag thing.
I think it's a fun gift at the very least.
I would totally try it, just to have fun.
In-and-out condom.
Which that's one? Funny, in-and-out condom. That's funny. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Oh, my God.
Finger licking good.
It's for anybody who's never had sex. Once you pop, you can't stop. I'm telling you. I'm just saying. Finger licking good.
Gotta catch them all.
No, that's probably not. Yeah, that's not a good. That's not a good slogan for a condom because that's you're trying not to catch them all. You know what I mean?
Well, no, the condom is supposed to catch them all. See, you see how that goes? See,
I was trying to catch all the sperm. Oh,
yeah, you got it.
I thought that they were just trying to, you know, they didn't want to catch all the diseases. Is what I was going for.
Oh, okay, I saw. You see, that can be taken both ways. I got you. Okay, I will not be pinning that one, by the way.
Please don't, because we don't need that on our record. I didn't know that everybody looked at our stuff until I noticed people repinning my shit, and I went, oh.
You know what? I'm tweeting it now.
Are you serious?
She likes the attention.
Like.
and then you know what? Tomorrow that I'm going to hear how she don't like the attention. See, she's wondering, why are they talking to me? What are they talking to me for?
That's why I don't deal with social media. And, oh, by the way, that Wizard of Oz thing that I love so much.
Uh-huh.
The Wizard of Oz game? Yeah, it's social. Now I have to have friends to go anywhere with it. I'm so pissed off.
Okay, I will play with you if you send me something in.
No, you need the. I need like 6 or 7 friends.
You act like we can't get you 6 or 7 friends.
Don't worry about it. That mail from your mouth, not in your hands. I beg to differ. If your hands are good enough.
Oh. Then. I try to raise them right. I do.
I'm just saying.
Is it in you, dude?
If you have to ask, probably. If you have to ask, is it in? I don't think Corey has that problem, do you, Corey?
What did I get involved in? How did I get involved?
We can do it. We can help. Oh, my God.
Am I old?
That's funny.
I'm going to go with that none of these are real, but this is awesome.
It should be real. It totally should be real.
We're about to have to go, but I got to throw this one in because it is too cute.
Repin.
And you two can follow. What? You go ahead and put this one up. This is too cute.
Pause it first.
I paused it. It's paused, right? It's paused.
Yes. Okay, now you can bring it up.
Look, we're already on the subject. This is what happens after you don't. These don't work.
Oh, my God. These fools put my cape on backwards.
Nice.
That's so cute.
That is adorable.
Oh, I love that.
I like the lightning.
For you
geeky people out there, got little people. This is a good Christmas gift, by the way. We're getting geared up for Christmas, so get yourself ready.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it is only Thanksgiving, but we're still getting ready for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And this is actually from Etsy. This is one of the nicer things on Etsy that I've seen.
Yeah, I started making Christmas stuff today.
I'm gonna try to make some Christmas stuff. Like, I already have a little mesh snowman, but I still have to figure out how to get it in the game without it looking all planar, all angular. It's pissing me off. Anyway.
All right.
Oh, she's not going to show her nasty hair that I don't like.
Who? She's not that.
I was going to talk about Vic McMillan's from Cupites having that nasty little kid hair.
She's
Which one?
She's got all her mesh hair up now. Well, except for that one.
That one's actually kind of cute because
it's from
Cindy Lou Who. Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah.
But no, I put one of these on today in front of Corey on top of the store, and we both were like, "Oh my God!"
Oh, 2005. You remember that red hair they used to get from I can't remember. I want to say cake, but it's not cake. And you know, it had all these weird colors. It was so bright and
oh God,
try to mix the red and the orange because the orange never. That was a no go.
That is not attractive. I'm going to have another hair out soon so I can figure out exactly how to fix a little problem with it. So I'll let you know when I do.
That's awesome.
And I will have another shape out as soon as I figure out how to do my damn vendor and shit.
The vendor's not hard.
Well, I've been trying to focus on putting words on my pictures. Like, I need to have the name of my shape on there. And I'm trying to make a sign for my store, Shan's Shapes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did I know you were going to name it that?
What?
I said she's going to name it the Shan's Shapes. And I was like, you will be damned. That's exactly what you called it.
Well, you know, it kind of flows.
It does.
SNS, bitch.
SNS.
SNS, bitch.
That sounds kind of dirty.
It does.
I like it.
Okay, so is it time to go? Oh, my God. I just found some superhero shoes.
We have time for one more thing if you want to show superhero shoes.
I can show these? I can't have show these? Okay, who knows about Mercury? Mercury? Mm-hmm. Let me give this to Ms. Ginger May.
Oh, my fairness paused. I'm waiting.
Okay, and please don't bring your little kid avatar around me again because it really does freak me out. That is
so
cute.
You came to
it's Hermes.
That is cute.
She said, you came to my house.
You came to my house, not the other way around.
I know, but it still kind of freaked me out. It's Hermes. A little, it reminds me of that movie, The Lightning Thief.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Yes.
He's inside Second Life.
That little boy has grown up.
Is he hot?
He's still too young to call hot. He's just below the line.
Oh, well, let me check him
kind
out.
Kind of like Daniel Radcliffe. We had to, you know. Dude, do you know who's, before we have to go, do you know who's hot from the Harry Potter who grew up to be hot that nobody was?
Neville.
Yes.
Neville, I know. I never expected him to be hot. He is
hot. Well, no, when you read what they did to him, they made him look that way. They had stuff in his mouth, fake.
Yes.
Yeah. And
they had to make him look.
Yeah, because that boy, he looks like he should be the Prince of England. I really don't. That when I look at him, I see real feet. I'm like, oh, my God, you are so hot. Oh, just want to seriously.
He is.
This.
I kind of like Rupert Grint too because he kind of has that very subtle kind of.
He's a redhead. What more do we need to say?
True. Yeah.
This is a $1,300 latitude longitude wedding.
What? What the hell? What latitude longitude is that? What's it to?
It's personalized, so that's why it's 1,300. I guess you get it. You know.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It has some significance.
Stamp, hell, that's 14-karat gold. That'll stamp easy.
Well, yeah, but it's still, he has to stamp it. It's not like you just have it laying around your house when you just got the stampers there and you just.
I forgot
who I was talking to. Never mind.
Yeah.
I forgot. I stand corrected. I don't have a stamper laying around my house.
She has everything laying around her house.
Who, me?
No, her.
Yeah, she does. Now, I have some other things laying around here that I can put together some jewelry, but I can't stamp. I wish I could.
Oh yeah. And that music, boys and girls, means that it's actually time to go. You can tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey. I'll be working tomorrow. And then tune in on Thursday to catch our Rough, Raw, and Ready show, where we are still bitches, but we're just bitches about more stuff than just fashion.
Word.
Favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll.
Wait a minute, I got a promo, I got a plug.
Oh, go ahead.
Not this Thursday, but next Thursday, we're having one Miss Krista Charter, a.k.a. Trixie of Xbox. You guys know that.
That's right.
Awesome. Yes, she's going to stop by and talk about her new book.
So you need to tune in, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, Trixie from Xbox promoing her new book.
I don't know if she still likes to be called Trixie, so we'll have to ask her that when she's on.
Can I call her Trix? Does that work?
No, girl, this is the... You think we have a foul mouth? Oh, this is the ultimate in foul mouth. This is who I learned the foul mouth game from. So.
Hey, I think me and her will get along well then.
Oh, she might embarrass us. We might all be blushing before she leaves.
No. I've only been embarrassed once on the show, but I'll tell you about that afterwards. Anyway, good night, ladies and gentlemen. Say good night, bitches.
Good night, bitches.
With suddenly it changes, violently it changes. Although there is no turning back now, woken up the demon. The enemy, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and the devil.
karma, bitches. Yell at me about your fish dying. The game's closing. Ah!